Welcome back to Off All Day, the show where two guys ask one question and see where it takes them. Listeners, you're all invited to keep track of all the crazy topics we cover and write in to offallday@outlook.com with a complete topics list, or just a topics list, really, and you could win a prize. What that prize is, we'll get into later on in the show. With that, my name's Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care one way or another.
As always, I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac, but either way, it never really matters.
All right. It's good to be back. It's been a while since we've recorded.
Yes.
But
busy schedules.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Okay. We got some things to clear up before we get into like the question. So you guys don't need to, you can rest easy for a second because you don't need to keep track of these topics just yet. And we're going to get into the rules of the show in just a minute here too. But before we get into it, we got a few things to clear up here. First, I have an update on the trash phone from from a couple weeks ago. As you may recall, I found a phone in the trash.
Stole it, but
I found a phone in the trash. I didn't know what to do with it. Malcolm said, "Leave it in the trash because it probably belongs to some cartel leader." And I said, "Well, I could probably find the owner of it if I could turn it on." I didn't have a charger for it. I pressed the home button on the front of it. Well, the screen didn't turn on. But as we were talking, it dawned on me that maybe if I just try the power button instead, the phone would in fact turn on. My thought was, who turns off the phone before throwing it away? You can throw away a phone. Why bother to turn it off? So I figured it was just a dead battery. Anyways, I went back to work, pressed the power button, turned on. 100% battery life. No SIM card in it. Factory defaults.
It's definitely a burner then.
I called Verizon. I called Verizon in and I talked to some lady there. And I told her what happened. Found this phone. Don't know who it belongs to. No way to identify it. And she said,
"It sounds like they meant to throw it away, so it's not like I'd be concerned that they're..."
Well, it sounds like whoever threw it away meant to throw it away. So I wouldn't really worry about that too much. And I said, "Well, what if somebody stole it, though, and then just ditched their ill-gotten gains and, you know, and someone's looking for their phone?" They said they could try to do some research on their end and find out who the phone belonged to because it was a Verizon phone. But if they couldn't find the phone's owner, they would just donate it to their victims of domestic violence thing, which is a noble cause.
Yeah.
But they didn't seem like they were going to try very hard. So I said, "Well, should I call the police then and like turn it into their lost and found?" She said, "Meh, you could do that." I called the police.
If you want.
I called the police station. Police station said, "Whatever." Like, not their exact words. Actually, the lady there said, "You can bring it in and drop it off. Probably wouldn't hurt." But they were not interested either. And I figured if the gatekeepers of Verizon weren't that worried or weren't going to try very hard or couldn't figure out who the phone belonged to, it's mine. Hello. That's all right. Mac's wife brings him soda.
It's not soda. It's juice, carbonated juice.
Carbonated juice.
Thank you, babe. Yeah, I will.
It's all right. So while Mac is soundproofing our studio again, I will continue. So I decided I had already done more than most people would do. And I was like, "Well, I'll call Verizon one more time. See if they want the phone." I sat in my little room for a few more days. And I was like, "You know what? I don't think I'm going to call them anymore." Long story short. Really not really long story short because I went through all the details a second time. My wife has a new phone now. She popped in a SIM card, set it up. and it's actually kind of nicer than my phone. Like, it's not like a flagship phone. My phone's a Galaxy S7, mm-hmm. but it's like 4 years old, 5 years old now.
I had one.
Yeah, it's an awesome phone. But like her, this cheap phone that's like a year old, a little bit nicer than my nice phone that's like 3 or 4 years old.
I went from the 7 to the S8, and then the Note 8.
Huh?
No, the Note 6.
Oh.
Then the Note 8.
Nice. Now they've got like the Note 10 out.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty awesome.
I want to get it.
It's like, you get like, it's like got crazy specs on it. It's got, you can get like 256 gigs on there for storage. Oh, man. And then you can like increase it to, I think, a terabyte if you get a terabyte SD card.
It's like, crazy.
That's too much space. But I want it so bad. All right. Anyways, there's the phone story. Everyone, you can rest easy. I did mostly my due diligence. And my wife has replaced her iPhone 5S that is like, that was just clinging to life.
I can imagine.
That thing was just, like, her apps would just disappear out of nowhere. It would just clean itself anytime it got overloaded or anything. Had hardly any space on it anyways, because, you know, back when those were new.
Right.
anyway, so there's that. Next order of business. Mac blowing on the microphone.
There's a hair. It's bothering me.
Next order of business is nobody has called in. Nobody's called in. Nobody has written in.
No one's hit the hotline.
No one's written in with a topics list for any show that we've done. All two, three of them? Two of them. This is three. So no one's written in yet. Which means this episode is worth $15 to Amazon.
15 wings.
15. You could, I'm sure there is something worth getting on Amazon for $15.
Yes.
That is a month of Prime. You could get a month of Prime and you could binge whatever Prime video show you
Batman
like.
Batman the Animated Series.
There you go.
Season one.
Only season one? Was there more than one season?
There was like six.
Okay. So why couldn't you binge?
In a whole month, though?
Yeah. What is it, like 20 episodes a month? I mean, 20 episodes a season? 20, 22? I think I could do that in a month if I like really focused. In fact, I'm sure I could, because I've done that with like King of the Hill.
I guess.
I mean, like, I didn't watch the entire season of King of the Hill in a month. It did take me some time, but it is like, well, that show's like super long anyways, but I bet you I made it through a few, like 3 or 4 seasons. I could do that in a month. I think I could do it if it's a show that I really enjoyed.
Well, that's the thing. You have to really enjoy it.
Well, I'm assuming that if you're binging Batman the Animated Series, you're really enjoying it.
I do. But I don't know about you. You don't like anything I like.
I like the Animated Series. Is that the one with the one that Mark Hamill does the Joker voice?
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy is Batman?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I think he's getting ready to do something new, too.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like going to be on CW or whatever. Fox.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like, it's kind of hard to keep track of all the animated Batmans out there.
No,
there's a lot of them. And I mean, and it's like not just movies. Like, it's hard to keep track of like all the animated movies, but there's a lot of like animated series.
Yeah.
But I do like the Batman animated series one that you're talking about, though. All right. So, yeah, you guys can win $15. You just got a topic list. That's all you got to do. Doesn't even have to be all the topics, just more than anybody else. And at this point, you could write in with one topic. Of course, none of the topics we've covered yet at this moment in the show are eligible for that topics list because we haven't asked our question yet. We have one more thing to go before we get onto the show, and that is, how do you pronounce B-I? Before the show, we were having a little messaging back and forth Mac tells me that Daijin from the last Off All Day episode, the last official Off All Day episode, was already taken. And if you need a quick refresher, that's because we were talking about mustard. And mustard led to monsters and anime series. We were talking about Dijon, and we mispronounced the word Dijon on purpose. And we said, that sounds like an anime monster. Mac sent me a message today telling me that Daijin is already taken.
It was.
But he spelled it different. He spelled it like D-I-J-I-N-N.
Yes.
And I said, no, different spelling. Because I would spell my Daijin D-I-J-O-N, like Dijon. Or as I like to say, Dijon.
Dijon.
And we got into it about words that he
we
said
got into it.
He said that it was the same thing. I said, no, different spelling, different meaning, like two, two, and two, or there, there, and there. And Mac said, oh, like bye, bye, and no, B, B, and B. It was B, E. It was B, E, B, E, E, and B, I. And I said, bi, B, I, it makes a bi sound, like bisexual.
But not always.
Or biography.
You think of bistro and...
It's true.
Bistro. Can't think of any other words.
So everyone out there, you all need to settle this. When you write in the topics list, because I know you want that $15, this is not an official topic, but when you write in that topics list, you tell us how you would pronounce B-I. If it would be B, if you would pronounce it as bi, or if you would pronounce it as B. Because I'm firm, I'm sticking firm with bi.
You wouldn't say bistro, though.
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't say bisexual. I wouldn't say biography.
I agree to disagree. I concur.
All right. Enough of that silliness. Let me say we just get on to this show. Here is the way this works. We are going to ask a question. It's going to come from conversationstartersworld.com. They have a random question generator. It's got like 1,700 questions in it. We're just going to find a random one. We're going to ask it. We're going to set a timer for 1 hour. And once that 1 hour starts, pens up, papers out, you guys keep track of the topics.
Didn't we go longer last time?
No. It's always an hour. The show might have gone a little bit longer because we probably talked about some silly stuff afterwards. But the timer sets for an hour. Topics list, topic count starts when we set the timer. And it ends when we stop the timer. So anything we talk about after the timer, just like anything we talk about before the timer, you don't need to worry about. So, I think that about covers all the rules.
Yeah.
Just send that topics list in to offallday@outlook.com. If you want more information, you want an example topics list, you can go to offalldaypodcast.com. We've got all the information, more specifics on the rules and all that fun stuff there. It's right on the front page. You don't even have to click on any extra links.
We have t-shirts, stickers,
stickers, baby onesies,
mugs,
pillows, duvets,
whole pillows, or like pillowcases,
pillows.
Really?
Like you could get an awful day pillow.
I might just invest in my own.
I think it's like the kind of pillow that you would put on a couch, like a little square pillow.
That's all right.
It's not like a big bed pillow, like a big rectangle.
That's all right.
I really do want an awful day shirt. If I had money. If I wasn't giving away my money for this show.
Or maybe if you guys would buy something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that would be awesome. If at some point, if I could like pay for a shirt and then just have it shipped to somebody else, I would consider making that a prize at some point.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think they're from TeePublic, and TeePublic is constantly running sales. Like right now, they've got a 35% off. As we record this, it's like 35% off. It's probably going to be over by the time this drops, but But yeah, and like, and those sales, they come and go like regularly. So you can usually find them. If you can't find it at the price you want it today, check back in a few days and it might be a lower price. Alrighty, so let's get on to this show. After you survive the apocalypse, what will your job be? We're going to start the topic. We're going to start the timer here.
Okay.
So don't answer that question yet. All right. I should have got my clock all set up. I was so close to being organized this time. So close. It's 8:36. We need it for... Well, now it's 8:37. There you go. We're going to set it for 9:38. We'll give you an extra minute. Here we go. Save. Oh, God, no, I said it wrong. 13 hours.
Jesus. In the morning?
In the morning. Oh, God. I set it for Saturday. I set it for Saturday morning, p.m. Today. Good Lord. One of these days. One of these days, I will come prepared. There we go. Save. There we go. 1 hour and 1 minute. And I'm going to go ahead and turn. I'm going to turn my phone upside down. I don't want to be distracted at all. If and when you survive the apocalypse, Mac, what is your job going to be?
I'm going to be I don't know. Is it just me that survives?
Didn't say.
Okay.
Didn't say.
So in the event that I'm not the only person that survived, I'm going to be a used car salesman.
Okay.
Now, let's think about this. It'd be
somewhat lucrative up until the gas disappears.
Exactly. So people that are looking for rides, trying to get places, because who knows, we're safe. I'm in control of that. I don't like you. You're not getting a car. Or you're getting the worst car that I have to offer.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, yeah, keep going. I could take another drink of Mellow Yellow.
I'm going to be a gas station manager. Now that you brought it up, having gas running out.
Okay.
Because what if I just save it for myself? I'll get murdered in a matter of seconds.
Do you have like a crew with you?
No.
Because you're going to need some security, because if you're like just out there being like, no, you don't get gas, pretty sure someone's just going to kill you.
But I'm pretty sure at this point, like after the apocalypse and like radiation hit me, I'm like John Wick at this point. I'm the only security I need.
Okay. I would love to think that assuming it was a nuclear apocalypse, I would love to think that the radiation would just turn me into the Incredible Hulk. And I could just smash people at will if I needed to.
That's very violent.
Well, you were just talking about being equivalent to John Wick.
Yeah, if I was trying to get murdered.
Well, yeah. If I was the Hulk, if I had Hulk powers, I didn't mean to make it sound like I'm just going to go rampage and murder
people. That's what it sounded like.
I would... You know, I'd probably be I'd be like Endgame Hulk.
Like, you're not, like, I can tell you right now, immediately, you're not getting gas from me.
Well, it's okay. I just smash you and take the gas.
No, I'll kill you.
I'd be the Hulk. I could just jump wherever I go. I wouldn't need a car.
That's true.
What car's going to fit him anyways?
Well, Endgame, didn't he drive a car?
I don't think so. Maybe.
But he fit that super small shirt. So, I mean, he can fit in the car.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm going to assume, I'm going to go a different way. I'm not like looking for lucrative. I'm not like looking to be like some sort of kingpin or entrepreneur. I'm more of a follower than a leader. So if I'm not the only person alive, I am probably just living in a colony doing whatever the higher-ups tell me to do.
That sounds horrible.
So, well, maybe they want me to repopulate the world. Yeah? So maybe they're like, Tyler, you're on the repopulation team. Have at it.
Wow.
Not entirely sure if that would be like the worst thing. I mean, they could have me like, you know, shoveling crap in the fire pit or something.
Or bodies.
Or bodies, yeah. Ugh, that'd be gross. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and just assume that very few people are left alive and very spaced apart. So I might as well just be the last person. And I am not going to do anything I don't have to do.
What if they start hunting you?
That's not part of my scenario. My scenario is we are living happily after the apocalypse, all spaced apart, doing what we want to do.
Have you ever seen The Book of Eli?
Is it with Denzel Washington?
Yeah, he's blind.
Turns out he's blind.
Well, I mean, I figured that out as soon as the movie started.
I have not seen it, no.
No. It was okay.
Okay.
But that's how I imagine times would be like.
Okay.
Blind people walking around. Scavenging.
I like to think that my apocalypse would be Last Man on Earth style. Have you ever watched Last Man on Earth?
No.
Oh, it was an awesome show. I think you can still stream like the whole series on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it ends on a cliffhanger and the show got canceled.
I hate when that happens.
And it was an awesome cliffhanger, but it's still very much worth your time to watch it because it's just really funny. It's this guy, like the first episode, and I can't really like explain too much of it without spoiling it, but it stars Will Forte among other people later on, but he thinks he's the last man on Earth after some like mysterious illness has wiped out the population. And I think he's in like maybe Tucson, Arizona or something, or Florida. He's in like some sunny place. I think it might be Florida. I don't remember for sure.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
It's always
Oh, yeah. Yeah. anyways, he's like living, he picks like the biggest house to live in. He cuts a circle into a diving board and just uses a swimming pool for a toilet. he just runs around and has like crazy fun time. Like he drives cars fast all over the place. I think at one point he stacks a bunch of, he makes a giant pyramid of toilet paper and then goes at it with a flamethrower.
Oh, jeez.
And eventually, it's like by the end of the first episode, he finds out that he's not actually the last man on Earth, that there's other survivors. And the other survivor is Kristen Schaal. And she's like constantly correcting his grammar and telling him what to do and how to be and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like he's been alone for so long that he just wants to have sex. and she's convinced that they have to repopulate the Earth. So he's all for it. And then like some hotter girl comes in and he's trying to get in bed with her. And it's very good. Like the first season, his character's kind of a jerk. It's very like Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner. Mm-hmm. He's constantly trying to figure out how to get the other girl into bed, and he's got all these crazy hijinks that he's trying to do and plans that he's trying to unroll, and they all go horribly awry. And then by the time the series ends, there's a handful of other characters that come along and they like build a colony and mm-hmm. and it's so good though. But it's like a very, it's the way I would like the end of the world to be. Just very humorous and relatively lighthearted. So that would be how, in my scenario, I'm not like hoarding gas or selling cars or living in living in the Stone Age or anything. I'm just out there going to the bathroom and swimming pools.
Oh.
And just lighting toilet paper on fire.
Speaking of cliffhangers, Hannibal season 3.
Yeah.
That was like the worst cliffhanger.
Was that the end of the series too?
Yes.
Ah.
And then they canceled the show.
Well, when I said, was that the end of the series? And you said yes. I kind of assumed they canceled the show.
Well, yeah, but like it wasn't the end of the series. And then, you know, that was it. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that doesn't make sense. That was it. It's the end of the series.
Right. But, like, there wasn't...
It could be, like, the end of the season.
Well, then it was the end of the season.
Okay, well, yeah, it was the end of the season, but then it's also the end of the series but because it got canceled. Exactly. So that makes it the end of the series.
But it's a good... It's a horrible cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, they were hanging on a cliff.
Were they really?
Well, they jumped off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
But then I was like, where do I go from here? And then I found out the news that they canceled the show.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to like get into shows like that. Just because like, you know.
Right.
That there's a good chance that this isn't going to make it.
Well, I thought it was doing pretty good. Yeah. 3 seasons in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and same for Last Man on Earth. It was like 3 seasons, and they were on the bubble, and it was looking really positive. And then Fox was just like, no.
Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I thought that show was, I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah, I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And then out of nowhere, where were they even on?
They were on Fox.
And then they got picked up by who?
They got canceled and picked up by NBC.
Oh, okay.
And then NBC, like, ran with them for a little while, for another season, and I think they ended up, I think originally, if my information is correct, I think NBC picked them up and said, yeah, we'll give you one last season, and it'll be kind of fan service, and then after the, like, it was successful, so I think they renewed it for another season, and it's just going to keep going on NBC,
yeah.
Which is super awesome, because I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but, and I think it actually started, I think it might have started on NBC.
They just flip-flopped
and then
back
they
and
flipped
forth.
It. Yep, they flipped it to Fox, or maybe it was passed on by NBC and then it went to Fox and then it came back to. Either way, but yeah, I do love me some Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Windows, I do not want to. No, go stop it. Go away. Windows update off the computer. Oh, man. away from the microphone.
Sorry. I haven't done it for a while.
No, you haven't. I appreciate that.
I was going to take a drink earlier. I was going to have the mic right here so you can hear me.
Oh, gross. Oh, man. Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, still going strong. I was kind of worried. Whenever a show, like, moves to another network or station, I always worry that it's going to go, like, down. It's going to go downhill.
Right.
But they have not. They kept the writing pretty much spot on for Fox, and even let it get a little bit kind of risque for being an NBC show.
Well, and that's like the same thing with Hannibal. Like it was very gory, like it showed guts and like hearts and decapitation.
Oh.
A lot of decapitation.
Oh. That kind of surprises me. That NBC would
yeah and
There's another show
on. But then they canceled him because of that.
Oh.
After three whole seasons, though.
Oh, man. You would think that a show like that would live on something like Netflix. Because that's what, like, Netflix is where shows go after they die on TV. Longmire did that. The Killing did that. Which, actually, now that I think of it, those were both shows that were on A&E. So maybe it's just an aim. Maybe
I watched The Killing.
It's pretty good.
Is that the one with, like, you need subtitles?
No.
There's a show I started watching, but it needs subtitles because they're like, I don't even know what they are.
I think The Killing may have been a remake of like a Danish show. I could be mistaken on that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you saw like a Danish, the Danish version of it.
That might be the case.
But there is an American version of The Killing that it ran for three seasons, I believe, on A&E, and then it got picked up by Netflix, and Netflix gave it a fourth final season. And I watched the first three seasons like twice, and never made it back to the fourth season. Because the way it happened was, I watched the first two seasons twice, you know, once, and then I watched them again with Liz. And then together we watched the third season, and then by the time the fourth season came out, enough time had passed that I forgot like a lot of major plot points. So it was kind of a thing where I wanted to go back and just watch the whole series, but that's an investment.
The Following was a good show.
I like the first season and a half of The Following.
The third season I didn't like. That was when like. I honestly don't even remember the third season, but it was that bad.
I really liked the first season, and I think it was meant, I believe the first season was meant to be like a one-off special event series, so they weren't planning on picking it up for a second season. They had a story, they were going to tell it, and then be done with it, which I'm assuming is how they got Kevin Bacon to agree to it. I don't know. I could be wrong on that one. I just feel like he's probably more picky than.
Oh, he's a god amongst men.
He is awesome, but anyways, I watched the first season, and it gets to the end, and I won't spoil it for any of the listeners because it is an awesome show. The first season, anyways, to me, is very much worth your time. But it gets to the end, and you can kind of tell where they changed the story. To make it open up for a second season, if that makes any sense. So, like, you could be like, you could see where it was supposed to, where it was probably originally going to stop, and it was going to be perfect ending. But then, of course, like, they do a soap opera type thing where it's like, oh, no, you didn't. It's not over.
Right.
Something else happens, and you're, oh, okay. Second season, I think we watched four, maybe five episodes, and then we just fell out of it.
Yeah.
And that was like, so the second season had the twins in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, did you know, if I'm not mistaken, those twins, same dude, just awesome camera work.
Oh, I can believe it.
Just super, like the first... When somebody told me that, I was like, whoa, my mind blown. I mean, I know shows do that.
Well, yeah, General Hospital does
that. I mean, it's not like something super unique, but the way they did it and the way, like, the twins were like, the guy doing it was a good enough actor that they made it really believable.
Mm-hmm.
More believable than some other shows, because Mac probably never watched things like The Brady Bunch when he was a kid.
No.
Or older shows like that, they would occasionally have characters that would have a twin show up for an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how they did it, but you could always see like a line down the center of the screen where they spliced two pieces of film together to make it look like the two people right. were talking to each other. And it always looked so horrible. But it's what they did because that was, you know, 70s and 80s.
Do you think like cults like that really exist?
Murder cults?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
That's scary.
I don't necessarily... Well, okay. Let's see. I believe that there's cults out there in general. I don't necessarily think there is a cult out there committing mass murder like that. Or at least if they are, they're not like... It's not quite as... They know what they're doing.
Right.
Because the killing, half of it was about fame, if I remember correctly. Like, weren't they all over the news? Were they all over the news in the killing? Not the killing.
The following?
The following.
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Like, they were making headlines.
Yeah.
The guy was out on the loose and everyone figured it out. And then, mm-hmm. yeah. So I think if there's a murder cult out there, they're really good at what they do.
Well, there was that one scene, I think it was in the first season, when that dude was like wearing the Edgar Allan Poe mask.
Yeah.
He just started lighting people on fire. And I was like, what? Oh, I love me some Poe, don't get me wrong, but not as much as I love the series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. I used to read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe when I was in high school. It's part of my moody teenager years. I used to carry around like a little, I had like a little book of Poe. That's like his, I don't know, it's probably his most popular stuff. So of course it had like Telltale Heart in it. I think Murder in the Rue Morgue, maybe. Stuff like that. And then like a collection of poems and stuff. I was like the Black Cat. You know, familiar with the Black Cat? It's this guy, he's being tormented by a cat. It's black. Hence the title. He like kills it, buries it in the wall. I think he ends up just hanging it from a tree somewhere on his property.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. So the guy murdering a cat because it was bothering him. I don't remember a whole lot of the story. I just remember he hangs the cat from a tree. Oh, Edgar Allan Poe.
That was a sick man.
He was.
Well, he's actually sick, though.
Well,
did he get poisoned?
I think. I don't know. I think it probably depends on who you ask. I don't know as if he got poisoned, or if he poisoned himself, or if he like overdosed on opium or something. I'm not up to snuff on my Edgar Allan Poe history. Snuff. So,
Deliverance. Deliverance considered a snuff film?
Deliverance? No. Yes. No, that is not... No. Have you ever seen Deliverance?
I feel like I have. That's the kid with the banjo, and they have the girl.
Yeah. And then they make Ned Beatty squeal like a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Squeal, boy!
You sure have a purty mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't watched that for a long time. I should watch that again. I know it sounds like sick, but I love that movie. It's one of my all-time favorites.
A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, man.
That was a horrible pick.
I would be okay with an update to Deliverance. But no, I would not call it a snuff film. Because I think, by definition, a snuff film has to involve someone actually being murdered.
Like,
pretty sure that's
in real life.
Yes, in real life. That's what makes it a snuff film. Otherwise, it's just a horror movie.
Like the actor really getting killed?
Yes. They have to, like, the point of a snuff movie is that somebody gets on camera and then gets murdered.
Oh, so that's like Manhunt.
Yes, exactly. The director is making a series of snuff films and he's making the character star in it.
Man, that's confusing. There's levels to this. So you're saying the guy that sets up the guy is having that guy snuff the gang people out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. or he's having the gang people snuff the guy out. Either way, people are really, for the purposes of that game, people are really dying on film to make snuff.
There's actually, in one of the chapters in the game, one of the chapters is called Deliverance.
Okay. I haven't played that game forever.
I'm telling you, once I buy it for the fifth time on the PlayStation, we're going to play it.
Okay.
But we both know that's not true because you never come over. So.
Well, you never invite me.
That's not true.
You're always too busy.
Wow. I'm the busy one.
Yeah, I'm always like, oh, hey, should we record? And you're like, oh, no, I can't record. It's my dad's birthday. He's way more important.
Didn't you tell me that the weekend before?
I gave you advance notice. You told me, like, I think
I didn't know we were doing this party that day. I totally forgot.
Oh, man.
We were in Omaha.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm worked up. I'm going to break everything in the room.
Oh, I do love Manhunt, though.
I never played the second one.
I never played the second one either because I never had a Wii.
Was it only on Wii?
It may have made it to other consoles eventually.
I'm pretty sure it was on PlayStation.
But it debuted on the Wii.
Oh, yuck.
Debuted on the Wii. Originally, Manhunt 2 was going to use the Wii mote and nunchuck thing to make you act out murders.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, you were supposed to use them as, like, a pair of pliers at one point to pull out someone's teeth and other grotesque things. Did not go over too well, so they censored the crap out of it, and it became, like, kind of a joke. And so I never played it. And, like, I think that one got banned in even more places, or before it was censored, it was about to be banned in even more places because they said the violence in Manhunt 2 served no real purpose, where in Manhunt, it had a story. It was this guy trying to escape and survive, where Manhunt 2, they said, was just sadistic violence for the sake of sadistic violence.
Yeah.
And then they censored the crap out of it, and it turned into whatever it is it turned into, which was significantly less violent and probably dumber than it should have been.
I'm glad they never came out with a third one. Although, if they did, I wouldn't complain.
I'd be okay with an update to it. Maybe, like, if it doesn't even, I suppose.
Even if they remastered, like, the old one.
I'd be okay with that. I don't know as if, I guess, like, you could make a reboot of it. But I don't think the two games were really tied to each other.
They had nothing to do.
So I guess you could just make another Manhunt game and it wouldn't even have to be a reboot of the franchise. It could just be a third one, I suppose.
It's kind of like God of War.
Yeah.
Like, the first three followed back to back to back. But then the one that was just called God of War. I mean, there was some ties, but it wasn't like strictly.
Wasn't it like a significant time jump between the two? Because he had like a, how old is it? How old is the boy?
I don't know. It doesn't really say his age. I'm assuming like 8, maybe 10.
Okay. Never got into the God of War games. Tried. Just couldn't do it.
New one was great. Amazing.
I played God of War knockoffs before. Like Dante's Inferno. It was very clearly a God of War knockoff, and I loved it, but never got into.
What was the one you were telling me about? Was it Diablo?
It was probably Dante's Inferno. Mm. I'm pretty sure it was Dante's Inferno, because Diablo is not like God of War.
Oh.
But yeah, Dante's Inferno was really good. I liked it anyways, because it's like it's this guy going through the 9 circles of hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of boobs and penises. Lots of boobs and penises.
Oh.
and babies with knives for hands.
Sounds like Silent Hill.
Yeah, kind of. Only more stylized and less scary. I like the Silent Hill games. You ever play Silent Hill games?
No.
Oh, they're good. Silent Hill 2, arguably the best. I haven't played one since like 4. I think there's a few that came after 4. But 2 is usually what people say is the best. It is an excellent game. 3 is pretty good. The first one, you can buy it as a PS1 original or whatever they call it for PlayStation 4s and 5s. 4s. Are they only on 4 now? 5's not out yet, is it?
5's not out.
Okay.
Thank God.
But yeah, you can buy like the old PS1 version of it, and it looks like garbage, and it's kind of hard to play, but it is terrifying. I bought it when I had a PS3 briefly, and yeah, I'm such a chicken when it comes to games. That probably took me a year to actually work up the courage to make it through it. I get to a save point, and I'm done. And then I'd be done for like a month or two.
So like Outlast?
Kind of. Only Outlast, I always start from the beginning.
Yeah. I deleted it because I was like, I'm never going to get past it. Then I had to re-download it.
Yep.
When I re-downloaded it, it didn't take me away from where...
Uh-huh.
I'm still at the same spot that I was. So I was like, shit. I mean, shoot.
So I make it about 30 minutes in. I think 30 minutes is the farthest I ever make it. And then I go a long time without playing it, and I forget how the controller worked, the control scheme. So I have to play through the beginning again to get the tutorial stuff. And then I get to the same spot, and it's 30 minutes. I can't do more than 30 minutes of the beginning. I've seen the beginning probably 5 or 6
it's
times.
It's a scary game.
It is. It's terrifying. It's too terrifying for me. I even once played it with the lights on in the middle of the day, surrounded by people, and I still couldn't make it past. I still couldn't make it more than like 10 or 15 minutes.
I'm trying to think, would that be like in the basement, cellar, boiler room thing?
I think that is about where I stopped, because you get thrown off a second floor, and then I think you talk to a priest shows up, and then the priest runs off, and you get up, and if I remember correctly, you walk forward a little ways, and then you go through a little doorway, and then to maybe the left of you, there's a stairway, and that's where I stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark down there. I'm not going down there. maybe. If I ratchet up the brightness on my TV so that I can see everything.
There was the part that I'm at now, because I got past that basement part. But now I'm like in this certain cell block. And these two naked twins are like,
oh.
Yeah, trying to do unnecessary things to me. So I just stopped because I don't want to see that.
Oh, man. Scariest game you've ever actually made it through.
Manhunt? Yeah.
Okay.
And I've beat it, like, I don't know how many times, but it scares me more every time I play it.
Okay. I never beat Manhunt. I think I made it to the last level. I think it was a prison, maybe?
No, that'd be... Is that when you're chasing the white rabbit?
I don't remember.
The prison would be somewhere in between there.
Okay. I think I made it to the prison and then never made it past that, because that game is tough as nails. But it didn't really scare me. I don't think I ever quit it because it scared me. I do get terrible anxiety from stealth games, though. It's not like the same level of fright that comes with an Outlast or Silent Hill. It's just anxiety that comes with with any stealth game.
And like, because I before, like when it came out for the PS2 and stuff, like I didn't have like a headset that I played it on. And then like now that I can get on the PS4 and I can listen to everything in the headset, so like I can hear heartbeats.
Right?
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I don't know if I would want to play it with a headset just because the murders, even today, still sound really gross.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about that when we did Jane Doe.
Yeah.
The audio for Manhunt is just disturbing. It's aged very well.
Getting a crowbar to the neck.
Or the razor wire decapitations mm-hmm. are
was
so
just
gross.
Sliding it across his
ah,
neck.
So gross. Oh.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, that game's so cool.
That was some good audio, though, from Jane Doe.
It was.
Like the bones and stuff breaking.
It was so. That was crazy. It was nice and crunchy.
Yeah.
Crunchy and moist. A lot of moisture in there. I think the organs, like, all squishy and stuff. Can't tell me those organs weren't moist. They were moist.
Stop.
They were moist. Stop. You one of those people that gets worked up from the word moist? A lot of people don't like the word moist.
I get that now.
I like saying the word moist because for some reason it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Like right now, out of our 8 to 10 listeners, I bet 5 of them are just saying, Tyler, stop saying moist. Stop it.
Well, I guess.
Not a whole lot of words like really bother me. And some words bother me, but I'll say them anyways because they bother other people. My favorite word to bother anybody with? Flaccid. I love the word flaccid. It's so gross.
My biggest pet peeve is when people say their tummy hurts.
Okay.
If you looked me in my eyes right now and told me your tummy hurts, I'd tell you to get out of my house.
Because you think tummy is a childish word?
Yes, you're a grown man.
Okay. What about if a kid says it, though?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't care. But you, and you're older than me.
Right.
I'm not saying you're super old, but you're older than me.
Right. I'm like 12 years older than you.
Exactly.
That's old.
That's old. I was trying to sugarcoat it, but if you looked at me and you're like, oh, Mac. You're like, oh, my tummy. I'm like, what did you just say? Like, just say your stomach hurts. I don't get it.
Oh, I don't know as if I've ever seen a grown person, man or woman, ever say their tummy hurts.
And if it's a woman, fine.
What?
It's just like, it's a guy thing. Just don't do it.
That's a weird line to draw for... That's a weird... So, okay, so is the word tummy then inherently feminine? Is it a feminine word? Because you don't mind it if women say it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. A childish word.
Childish word? Okay. Women aren't childish. But I'm
no,
gonna...
they're not.
I just thought we
but
were...
Like...
I just thought I'd clarify that we're not calling women childish.
But like... So Kim could walk in here right now.
Okay.
And she'd be like, babe, my tummy hurts. I'd be like, okay. You know, let's see what we can do to take care of that.
And then you punch her in the stomach.
No, I would never do that.
I'm kidding.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Domestic violence.
Yeah. We were talking when I told Liz when I was telling her about the calling the Verizon people. And I was telling her that if they can't find the owner, they would just take it and give it to the domestic violence people. And I was like, I told her, I said, I'll tell them I beat you if it gets you a free phone. Like, well, you know, you guys are going to donate to this to a victim of domestic violence. I'll just tell it. I beat my wife every day. Can you just have the phone?
You just give her this phone.
Oh.
But I'm just saying.
Okay.
Say I'm at the lake one day, right?
Okay.
I'm being cool. My phone starts going off. It says Tyler Martinez. I'm like, oh, T. He's probably trying to schedule something. I answer.
I don't really like where this is going.
I answer, hey, T, what's up? What are you thinking? And you're just like, and that's not even the worst part. Like, if you're like moaning and groaning, if you're just like, oh, my tummy, I'll hang up on you immediately.
Oh, I love this relationship that you have in your mind where I have a stomach ache and
your first idea is to call me
and I'm calling you while you're like out at the lake just to say, Mac, my tummy hurts.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Unnecessary.
Oh, man. Okay. What if it's a grown person talking to a little kid? And, like, because sometimes Zoe, love her to death, bit of a hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. You so much as suggest that she might have a tummy ache. She's got a tummy ache. And then it's a big thing. And so sometimes it'll be like, she'll come out of her room. She'll go to bed. She'll come out of her room 5 minutes later. My tummy hurts. So what if I say, oh, your tummy hurts? Are you going to be okay? And she's like, oh, I don't know. So if I use the word tummy to describe her tummy ache.
If you're talking to a child, then yes, of course. Okay. By all means. And if you're talking to Liz, okay. Just don't come to me.
In the privacy of my own home.
Yes.
It's okay to use the word tummy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't think I would use the word tummy for me, personally, anyways. Maybe if Zoe wanted to play with me and I wasn't feeling it. Maybe if I had a stomach ache and Zoe's like, Dad, you want to go to the park and play? And I'd be like, no, Daddy's got a tummy ache.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Absolutely acceptable. Scenario two.
Okay.
I'm a doctor. You come into my office. You sit down. And I'm like, what am I seeing here? What am I seeing for today? Like, ooh, doc. My tummy. Get out. Not giving you anything. You'll be fine.
I like scenario two because this scenario is like 20 years from now when you get a bunch of extra education.
Exactly.
And are established as a doctor.
But you still call me doc. Forget that we're cousins. You just call me Doc.
Oh. If you were a doctor, would you want people to call you Doc? Like, even outside of the office? Like, just as a nickname? I'm Doc. Just call me Doc. I'm a doctor. Call me Doc.
I feel like that's too cliche.
Huh? All right.
I don't even know what cliche means. I just...
Overused? It means overused.
There you go. Like... You got Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc?
Yeah, yeah.
You got Doc Ock.
Yeah. Doc Brown.
Yeah.
You remember, have you seen Back to the Future movies?
No.
Okay. Do you know who Doc Brown is, though?
That's, yes.
Okay. All right. Then we're good.
The one with the crazy hair.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
It'd be awesome if they were one and the same. It would be awesome if Christopher Nolan made a movie with Christopher Lloyd where Christopher Lloyd had to be like
Christopher Nolan.
Super straight and super serious.
Is he gay?
No, I meant straight like serious.
Oh.
I don't think he's gay. But and I meant straight as in serious. Like the straight man. You know, because like old comedy acts, it was the straight man and then the funny guy. Like the straight man would set him up and then the funny man would knock him down.
No.
Something like that.
Don't remember that.
Well, of course not. You weren't around in the 20s. Neither was I, but but I still know it. I'm going to pretend I know it. I could be completely wrong there. Yeah.
The 20s.
You could be alive.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
You could be alive in any time period. What would you pick?
Probably like 5 BC.
Oh, why? That'd be the worst time period.
Why?
There's like horrible diseases. There's no indoor plumbing. Got
just no different than like living the apocalypse happening.
Living in caves? I wouldn't want to live in the apocalypse.
I'd live in a cave. I don't have to worry about people being able to talk because it's just a bunch of grunting.
That would drive me nuts not being able to communicate. As someone that sits in this room on a weekly basis and communicates, I would miss it. Maybe not necessarily this, but I would miss communication in general.
I'd like to be a Roman.
Okay.
They seem like nice people.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure, I suppose. I wouldn't even go back that far. You're taking this time travel like really far.
But listen, I would take the technology we have. If I could go back, I'd take some of the technology we have now back then. Just imagine, like, look, I could record. I could record The Last Supper.
Yeah, I suppose.
I could possibly catch Judas in the act.
I'm not religious enough to know for sure that stuff actually happened.
Well, that's true, but
so no, what if I went back and it didn't happen, and then I would just have like I still believe enough. I'm still religious enough to think, yeah, it might have happened.
What if they were doing the same things we're doing now back then without all the technology?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well,
I'm pretty sure a lot of...
Let's just take a sport, for example.
Okay.
What if they were out there, like, shooting hoops?
Yeah, okay. I don't think that'd be that crazy.
In like not even 5 BC, because
that's like maybe not in like caveman times, but I don't know. I don't think it's that crazy to think. I bet you the Mayans had some pretty boss sports going on. They were probably
they were probably
playing basketball with severed heads and stuff.
Were like ripping spines out at the time. What's the difference between a Mayan?
Don't you dare say Aztec. You're going to say what's the difference between a Mayan and an Aztec?
I'm going to say Inca.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. And I don't know the difference between a Mayan and an Aztec either.
Then why didn't you want me to say it?
Because I thought it might sound racist.
Yeah.
I don't know history very well at all. Like, at all.
History is like one of my favorite subjects.
And yet here you are asking me what the difference between a Mayan,
I didn't say I knew
Aztec,
everything. I just,
a like, Mayan, an Aztec, and a Inca walk into a bar. And they all order whatever they drink.
Blood.
I wasn't going to go there. I thought about it, but I wasn't going to. Oh, man.
It's not like they're here to tell us.
Want to know one of my favorite jokes?
No.
Too bad. You didn't know it.
You haven't told me a joke in a long time.
It has been a while.
God, I've...
One of my all-time favorites. Okay. Made it myself. Tyler original.
Right now.
Don't take a drink because...
It's not going to be funny. Because
you're going to spit it out.
No, I'm not.
Elephant walks into a bar.
Okay.
Says, bartender, give me a drink.
This is horrible already.
Bartender. Stop laughing.
It's funny because it's already stupid. I can feel it.
Elephant walks into a bar. Says, bartender, give me a drink. Bartender says, we don't serve elephants here. Elephants here. Elephant walks out of the bar.
Okay.
That's it. Elephant walks out of the bar. It's over. Done.
Elephants don't walk.
It was a very... Sure, they walk. Do you think they're rolling around on roller skates?
Well, they are on all fours.
Yeah, they're walking on all fours.
That's more like crawling, though.
When you have a dog and you take a dog for a walk, do you say you take the dog for a crawl? No, you say you take the dog for a walk. It's walking on all fours.
But it's not an elephant, so that's different.
No. Legs be legs, man.
I guess. Anyways.
Anyway, so elephant walks into a bar, says, bartender, give me a drink. Bartender says, we don't serve elephants. Elephant turns around and walks away. That's it. It's an awesome joke. Love it. Makes me laugh every time, as we just witnessed. Now you can take a drink because I don't have to worry about you spitting all over the computer. From that brilliant joke. Piece of rope walks into a bar. Says bar.
Piece
of rope walks into a bar.
Okay.
Says bartender, pour me a drink. Bartender says, we don't serve ropes here. Rope walks out of the bar. He steps out, ties himself into a knot, fuzzes up his hair a little bit, walks back into the bar. Says bartender, give me a drink. Bartender says, weren't you that piece of rope that was just in here? Rope says, nope. I'm afraid not. Yeah, get it? Because he's a knot. He frayed his head. Frayed knot. Brilliant. 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 That has been one of my all-time favorites since, like, the eighth grade. And I'm 35, so the eighth grade was, like, 20 years ago.
That was probably top 10 worst I've ever heard.
Okay, here's one for you. Another one of my all-time favorites. This one might actually make you laugh. It's not really a dad joke. I heard this one probably when I was in like the seventh grade. Probably shouldn't have heard this.
That was a dark time for you anyways.
So this lady's pregnant. She's got triplets in her tummy. She goes to the doctor. Doctor says, we have this brand new technology. You're not going to believe it. We can communicate with your babies before they're born. Would you be interested in doing this? Lady says, of course. I would love to talk to my unborn children. Doctor says, okay. They hook her up to whatever machine. Ask the first baby. Baby, what are you going to do when you get out of there? Baby says, I'm going to become an electrician. Doctor says, electrician? That's weird. Why on earth would you be an electrician? Says, it's dark up in this bitch. Get some light. Okay. I guess that makes sense. Okay. Ask the second baby. Baby, what are you going to do when you get out of there? I'm going to become a plumber. Doctor says, plumber? Why on earth would you be a plumber? Says, there's way too much water in here. I need to drain this thing. Okay, that makes sense. Be a plumber, electrician, third baby. Says, baby, what are you going to do when you get out of there? Third baby says, I'm going to be a hunter. A hunter? Why on earth are you going to be a hunter? The other two babies, their jobs made sense, but what on earth could you be a hunt? Would you need to be a hunter for? It's like, so I can shoot that damn gopher that keeps sticking his head up and spitting at us. No? Nothing? Ah! Even in, like, the seventh grade, I about died laughing from that joke. I tell that joke to other people, and they think it's funny.
You were in the seventh grade how long ago?
like 21 years ago.
I was one.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't have thought it was all that funny either at age one. Oh, man. I love that joke. It's one of my all-time favorites.
That was a horrible joke.
I actually, one of my uncles told me that joke with my mom in the room and my grandma in the room. And I was on the floor laughing. I thought that was the funniest thing. He didn't have the curse words in it, though. I added that for no apparent reason.
You're a vulgar human being.
I guess. Oh, man. But, of course, you don't like jokes because you are a humorless...
Yes, I have no emotion.
No emotion. Do you have a favorite joke? You have not... I don't think you've ever once told me a joke.
Do I have a favorite joke?
Do you have a favorite joke?
Not one that I made up myself.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be one you made up by yourself. Just be a joke somebody told you.
Well, I didn't really. No one told me this joke. Okay. I heard this joke.
Okay. Wasn't that the same thing? Being told and hearing it?
Well, no celebrities are just calling me, telling me jokes.
Okay, fair enough.
So, got this job, okay? Been working this job for 20 years. Okay?
Okay.
One day, cousin starts this job. Never met him in my life. He says, "Hey, I'm your cousin. Name's Carl Johnson."
Okay.
"Everyone calls me Bominicious." Okay. So for weeks, I call this man Bominicious. Supervisor comes out one day. She's like, "Why are you calling him that?" And I'm like, "Well, that's what he told me to call him." She was like, "His name's CJ." He was saying "by my initials." But he was saying it so fast that it sounded like Bominicious.
Okay.
Internally, I'm crying of laughter.
Okay, so what celebrity did that come from?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like a stand-up comic, like a stand-up special.
It was, but...
See, Dave Chappelle's got a new one out.
Did it come out already?
I believe it came out. Maybe not. Maybe it comes out in a few days. I think it comes out on the 26th. Probably watch it.
I have to watch Mindhunter first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 13 Reasons Why.
New season of 13 Reasons Why out?
Came out yesterday.
Really?
I started watching it today.
Man. I will probably watch the second season a second time just to get refreshed on it. And then go into the third season.
Third season so far has been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm only two episodes in. It's been pretty crazy.
I usually watch... Usually when I watch a show... I'll watch season one, and then when season two comes out, I'll rewatch season two. And then when season three comes out, I'll rewatch season two.
Rewatch season two of season
when
two?
Season two will come out, I'll rewatch one and catch up to two. And then when two comes out, three comes out, I'll rewatch two, catch up to three, and so forth and so forth.
I just watched the recap. It's good enough.
That's not a bad idea. I should do that. But
it's like maybe 30 seconds.
As you say, it's maybe 5 minutes if you find a really thorough one.
Right.
For as much as I don't like 13 Reasons Why, but I watch it and I'm super curious. I don't want you to tell me anything about it, but I'm super I remember, for as much as I dislike that show and keep watching it for whatever reason, I do have a decent remembrance of the second season, to the point that I could probably pick up the third season without a recap and be okay. But I still watch the second season again. The second season got so... I mean, the whole show is like super dark, but that second season went some really nasty places.
The third one is now too.
I saw that they took out... they edited the first season, so if you go back and watch the first season now, you don't see Hannah killing herself anymore.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about that.
But that confuses me because they left that mop scene.
Right? Which is also super nasty.
I feel like that's more terrifying than...
I think the logic behind it is... There was a lot of suicide prevention centers and studies done about they put a lot of thought into, they really contemplated taking the scene out, because even when the first season aired, there was a lot of negative feedback about it. But I think it's more because it's a suicide scene. If she got murdered, if the show was about her being murdered, and you get to the end of the first season and you see a brutal murder, I don't think it would have been such a big deal. It still would have been probably a big deal because it focuses on young people. And it's kind of, I don't know if I would say that it's targeted at young people. I'm not entirely sure what their actual audience is.
I would say so. Because, personally, my own opinion, okay. I think it would be young audiences.
Because it's super violent. A few sequences are super violent and super graphic. And it's like, how young are they targeting? Because it's a message that's important for high school kids, but boy, it's like a hard R. I would call it a hard R. I mean, there's like rape scenes and the suicide sequence was pretty gnarly. But like I said, I don't know how I feel about them taking it out.
I think it's more like a high school, college audience.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just the characters themselves and then, where it takes place.
Right.
So, and, I mean, that's obviously a big issue.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, certainly. The bullying thing is. Yeah. Oh, man. That's just, I don't know. As after Mindhunter, that's probably where I'll go. Probably go to 13 Reasons Why and give that a go. I wonder if I don't. Oh, time's up.
Oh, boy.
Time is up. I was going to say, I'll be curious to know if they come back for a fourth season or if they just wrap it up for a third.
For 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah. Because the second. Because, I mean, I think it's based on a book. And I don't know how far the book actually goes.
I have no idea.
So I don't know. I think, and I could be completely wrong, but I think the book only covers the first season. I don't know as if any of the stuff in second season is covered by any book or sequel. So I kind of wonder how long they'll keep it alive.
Well, without, I guess, spoiling anything, where season two ends, that's kind of like, that's like the end of that particular situation.
Yeah.
Because this new season is a whole different, it's like a whole different scenario.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it has nothing to do.
Like, it's the same cast, though, right?
Same cast, yeah.
Okay.
Same cast, but it's just.
But now they know why Hannah killed herself, so.
Yeah, like, that storyline.
So now they've got, like, something else to do?
Yeah, like, that storyline's done.
Yeah.
Well, and I can't even say that because
right.
I'm only two episodes in, but for what it looks like,
right.
It looks like that's okay. Pretty much wrapped up, and they're moving on to a whole different subject.
Alrighty. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's probably what I'll do after Mindhunter. I forgot how much I liked Mindhunter.
It was a good show.
It's such a good show. And I remember the last scene in the first season, but I don't remember exactly how it gets there. And they're setting up, in the first season, they kind of set up for the BTK killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the trailer for the second season, and it looks like it's at least mostly about the Atlanta child murderer. And now I'm kind of upset. I have faith that they'll do what they do and they'll do it great.
Mm-hmm.
But like watching this first season again, I'm like, ah, they're not going to go after the BTK killer. Like they're setting him up. Why isn't the second season about that? But I mean, he was silent for like 17 years though, so I don't know exactly how you'd turn it. How you'd make a whole season out of that.
What was the big guy's name? The
dude. Ed Kemper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, that dude is perfect.
The guy that plays him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the literal serial killer. No, the guy that plays Ed Kemper is really good, though. Also, if you like the Monster podcast, the Zodiac one,
mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend
Don't they have one on the Atlantic Monster?
Yeah. The first one, the first monster podcast was Atlanta Monster.
Oh, okay.
And it's all about the Atlanta child killer, and it's excellent. I started listening to it before I knew that Mindhunter was going to go there. Well, I mean, this is like the third time that I've listened to it, but I started re-listening to it before I knew that Mindhunter was going to go there, and then I watched the trailer for Mindhunter, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be such a boss season.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching Mindhunter rewatching Mindhunter season one, because I knew season two was like probably just around the corner, because I remember it was sometime in the fall. And the day I started watching it was the day I started listening, which was the day I started re-listening to Atlanta Monster,
mm-hmm.
was the day they dropped the second season. So it was like this weird tangle of coincidences.
Right.
And I was suddenly way behind on everything. Because I was like, now I gotta hurry up through season one, and I want to make sure I get Atlanta Monster done before season two.
Right.
But anyways, our time is up. Pens down, papers down. I suppose your papers are probably already down.
Hopefully you sent that email in.
Send that email in right away. $15. Imagine all the fun stuff you can get from Amazon for $15. I think that about wraps everything up. We have changed all our social media to reflect this wonderful new podcast, Off All Day. It is now at Instagram. I believe it is at Off All Day Podcast. On Twitter, I believe it is at Off All Day, and that's because podcasts wouldn't fit for the wouldn't fit. And then Facebook is facebook.com/Off All Day Podcast. Those changes are not reflected on the official website just yet, which is offalldaypodcast.com, but they will be soon, I'm sure, within like the next day or two. Certainly by the time this drops, they should be reflected on the website as well. And yeah, so go ahead, send those lists in. $15. $15.
15 whole ones.
We're getting up to 20. Don't let somebody get that 20. You take that 15 and leave the next person with 5. So, yeah, do that.
Take what you can get. Give nothing back.
Sure. That seems very uncharitable, but I guess. All right. We will be back next week with our monthly movie episode. This is going to be back to the old format, so it's going to be a bit of a longer episode. And it will be Mac's pick for the return of the movie. Mac, what is your pick? I know you already told me, but you can go ahead and tell the audience.
So I haven't seen this movie. T's seen this more than once. He loves it. And so I'm going to give it a shot. It's going to be Snowpiercer, starring Chris Evans, correct?
Yes.
I don't know who else is in it.
I think maybe Tilda Swinton was in it, maybe.
Who?
The Ancient One from Doctor Strange. I'm pretty sure she's in it. I could be mistaken. It could be another tall, lanky lady, but I'm pretty sure it's Tilda Swinton.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, Snowpiercer. It's going to be a good episode. Like I said, if you've stuck with us from the days of, from the earlier days of Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, you'll know that those episodes were pretty crazy. Lots of crazy topics. Probably spent more time talking about things not related to the movie and taking that serious deep dive. You can find all those on the Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast feed, and also Snowpiercer on Netflix, because that is how the Two Guys podcast goes. We pick movies from Netflix because that is arguably the most popular and easiest way to find anything that we're talking about. So with that, we will see you next week. Don't forget that part. Don't forget that list. Come on, $15. It's 15. All yours. 15. I will throw this out there. The question, not going to count that as a topic because that's the title of the show. So if you write in a topics list that says, what is your job going to be after the apocalypse? Not going to count that. You got to give us something else. Got to give us just something else. Like
our jobs that we picked.
Yeah, like our jobs. Or the Book of Eli. Or Last Man on Earth. There's two topics right there. And we went into other things, too. So all sorts of fun stuff. Send that list in. Get $15. Don't let somebody else get 20. There's no reason for you to skip 15 and give somebody 20. No reason at all. We'll catch you next week.